Our first guest this morning is wearing a button that says, I like Ike. I love that. Looks just like the old Eisenhower buttons. His name is Ike Lawrence. Ike, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
When Vice Mayor Mike Scanlon was running, remember, he had signs that said, I like Mike.
That's right.
Which was clever. Tell me about Ike Lawrence. You've been around for a while.
That's right, Jack. I'm 62 years old and been involved in behind-the-scenes politics and city government as a neighborhood leader and a real estate entrepreneur, and wanted to give Jim Gray a run for his money, and he decided not to run. So it's just me and Kevin and five others, and we'll see what the voters have to say in May.
Yeah, is this first time you've run for office?
It is.
Really?
But I've been active in a number of capacities as a volunteer, seven-year president of two neighborhood associations, spoke before the microphone a number of times for and against zone changes, and I've been on a number of civic boards, and after my wife and I have raised our family as an empty nester, I decided to run.
This is the time.
This is the time.
All right. And I think the obvious question, or the first one, should be, what do you consider the most important thing in Lexington right now, issue-wise?
It's a myriad of problems that are besetting our north end of town, from boarded-up homes to fentanyl, the 70 fentanyl and heroin overdoses, to the 25 to 28 murders that occur each year amongst our young people. And that's give or take 100 people that are leaving us each year. And I want to help the North End fix a lot of its problems, including the drug overdoses and the boarded up homes and the vicious dogs and a whole bunch of things that are keeping people away from the North End of town. I also want to help the east part of downtown. The West End is doing fine, and it's the East End of our long and narrow central business district that needs much more attention than the side that we're on now.
Where are you from? What's area of town?
I live behind Shriners Hospital off Fontaine.
Okay. So how do you feel about our police protection? You mentioned the drug program that we have. Are you satisfied with the new appointment for chief, and do you feel that our department's up to speed?
I am. Unfortunately, I think we still have a reactive system in place, and I'd like to be much more proactive and get the community involved in finding out why so many kids are walking around with handguns and shooting at each other.
Yeah, do you feel positive about the putting the metal detectors in the schools?
Yes, most certainly.
Yeah, and that was approved the other night. Of course, we have our own police department within the Fayette County school system, and we're rather unique in that regard, and I'm sure you feel good about that.
Right. One of the things that I'm a big believer of is uniforms, and one of the things I might recommend is that they move towards some sort of standardization of the kids having a better dress code, because as we all know, most of the shootings throughout, and they're not as many as the media might think there are, but most of our shootings are in public schools and not in parochial schools or private schools or military schools. So I'm a big believer in standardization of the kids looking the same.
That of course wouldn't be under the purview of the mayor. That would have to be the school board. Yes, but you would then promote.
I would recommend that.
Yeah,
as a parent.
As a parent, and do you have children?
Three grown children.
Grown, and did they go to public schools?
They did.
Where did they go to?
They
school?
Went to Henry LTMS Morton and Henry Clay.
Very good. Ike Lawrence is with us. He's running for mayor, and let's see. I think we have dyslexia. Here's a text from our text line, which is sponsored by Atlas Contracting for you. It says, does Lexington have all the people we need? If not, how many more can live here and maintain our quality of life? That's from Demetrius.
Well, Demetrius, I never thought of a question like that, but as the community wants to grow a little bit, hopefully we'll grow up and out up and in and not out and preserve our horse farms. We do still have 2,500 acres, to my knowledge, from the 5,500 acres that we let in 1995. And if there is a larger company that wants to move to the inner city, we can always rezone that 2,500 acres that is left over. But nuclear families are shrinking, and I think the need for large homes and large businesses in light of a lot of retail empty spaces coming up in light of the internet. I think we're going to have realtors and the like are holding a lot of inventory that would like to fill up in and up and not grow out and take away our valuable horse farms.
Something that you told me off the air a moment ago, and I think you're the first one that I've heard say this, and that you think that there is nothing wrong with our current old government building. You think it can last a few more years?
Oh, most certainly. It's a 90-year-old building, the skeleton of which is awesome, is a historic building. What's inside is only 5 to 10 years old, at the most 20 years old, of heating and air conditioning. It's more than safe to ingress and egress out of. I think most of it is just inability to manage the heating and air, and some minor parking issues that got condemned inside the building that the higher-ups are not happy that they lost some of their parking spaces. But less than $500,000 could fix a lot of the problems, not millions of dollars that some of the council members and the mayor are saying we need to move. But if you move this building, then, of course, you got to move the Phoenix building, too, because you can't separate those. The Phoenix building is the overflow from the LFUCG building years ago. We had to buy the Phoenix building in order to handle the extra employees.
All right. What about the Jefferson Street Bridge, the viaduct?
I see no reason that if we're going to have a park, a 10-acre park, which is debatable.
Are you in favor of that 10-acre park?
I am not. Okay. Nobody has told me where those 1,000 parking spaces are going to go, other than another expensive parking garage up on High Street, but which you'll find half of Lexington doesn't want to go into before a ball game. Mm-hmm. Whether the park comes about or not is a secondary thing. The Jefferson Street Bridge definitely should stay. Otherwise, we're going to have a traffic nightmare, and I see no reason to take the Jefferson Street Bridge down.
Okay, that's fair enough. You were talking about the north end specifically. You even have a picture there of a rundown house. There we go. Why did you bring that?
I brought these because a couple years ago, Channel 27 did an expose on 440 boarded up houses on the north end of town, mostly on the north end of town. And I am big on remodeling and keeping what is and not building new as much unless it's an add-on or building up in a rezone. Homes and houses are big with me, and I see a lot of these empty homes as a classroom to get our truant kids off the streets and teach them a skill as 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. Otherwise, they need to be back in school.
How do you feel about the murals in town and the procedures to get whatever permits that you need?
As you may know, there is no process to have a sign permit for the murals around town. It goes around it under the name of art, and that it's privately held, even though it's in the public domain. The irony is that Jack, you and I could own a gas station, and you and I have to get a permit to have one of these vertical signs.
Sure.
That show the price of gas or the price of milk, but somebody can put up a 20,000 square foot, 7-story tall mural and call it art when, in fact, in reality, it's not art because it was painted by the numbers and it wasn't painted off a dry canvas.
So you think there should be some sort of a process?
Most certainly. Yeah. Not just through council. It should go through the signed people, and then if you don't like and you don't get a permit because it's too large or it's too vulgar, I mean, if you didn't know, under their logic, you could have a finger, a middle finger, and call it art because somebody actually drew it, and nobody can do anything about it legally because it's not part of the system that the normal citizen has to go through to get a much smaller sign.
Here's an email from Bob who asks, how do you feel about moving statues?
I don't think the process was done correctly in terms of Robert's rules, and had council known that they were not the last line of defense, the council vote would not have been what it was, because at the time the council didn't think that they owned the statues, and I'm very much against re-looking into that process and why it all occurred the way it went down.
Here's a text that says, did I hear him say a new city hall is not needed? Laugh out loud. He clearly has not visited the place lately. The city is spending more than $1 million annually to in maintenance and repairs to keep it functioning. Your guest is naive.
I think it's naive to assume that the lack of information on some of these figures being bandied about from $1 million to $20 million is also including utilities for all five buildings, not necessarily just this building. I'm a big believer that if you move this building, then you eliminate one-stop shopping for City Hall. We have a beautiful Helix parking garage to park. We put in over $2 million there and four other buildings that if you want to do one-stop shopping, if you move one or two of these buildings away from county clerk or the police, then you, in fact, have increased the time it takes to do business with City Hall.
Were you in favor of the refurbishing of the old courthouse?
Most certainly.
Yeah. You are big into restoration or keeping what we already have.
Yes. Holly's a good friend of mine, classmate in high school. And as are many of the people, since I've been here for 60 years, many of the people in our generation, Jack, and Cruiser's generation, we're the ones now stepping up to lead Lexington. And I think there's a lot of misinformation that talk radio has been given from local leaders. And I'm here to correct emails like that say there's a lot of repair done to this building. That's not true. The building is not the problem. It's the management of it.
Do you have an opinion about Lextran and mass transit in Lexington?
I'm very much against the 2 points that we got. We now pay 7%. When it was put on the put on the ballot in 06 or 05, it was at 5%. And somehow it's gone up to 7%. I'm against that. I would like to see that rolled back or put back on the ballot. I'm against all the advertising that covers up our windows and keeps us from seeing how many people are actually riding the bus.
Yeah. What is your opinion of Lexington's traffic situation? We talk a lot about that on this show.
I don't think we have a traffic problem. I think we have a lot of people who just want to call in and say, I mean, I think we have potholes like any other semi-northern city, but I don't think we have a traffic problem except at one or two peak hours. And of course, we should have traffic problems when we're trying to get 23,000 into UK basketball and 50,000 into UK ball games.
Here's a text that says, how do you feel about illegals in this town taking over and running the place?
Well, I do think we are a sanctuary city over in Cardinal Valley, and I would like to see that addressed.
How so?
In working the city, working with federal officials and trying to mitigate why we have so many illegals who are not doing farming and not under the those two federal requirements of cards to have in order to do farming or non-farming. A lot of illegals are here for non-farming reasons.
Take a more aggressive approach. Yes,
I would look into that.
Yeah. Okay, we have about a minute left, and I'm just going to give it to you to say whatever you'd like to. So
okay.
The floor is yours, Ike.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Once again, back to the Urban County Government Building, I would make it much more interactive. Obviously, in order to move, you would incur debt service, then you would have an empty building, which would greatly hurt the Kentucky Theater, which I'm proud to say I've been actively involved in for the past 30 years in its restoration as a founding member of its restoration board. In 92 and 2012, but getting back to the service that the city is to provide, I would make the all buildings much more interactive, where you wouldn't have to go into the building. You would get your information in some sort of a new screen across, like it's Wall Street, walk-up windows, viewing council having maybe TVs going on the outside of the Urban County Government building or the Phoenix building, making the citizens feel like they own Urban County Government and not being owned by Urban County Government themselves. Also, Jack, I wanted to mention that one of my goals after settling down this crisis we're about to experience, which is the lack of income coming in from UK's dorm build, is about to end, plus the $5 to $8 million extra we're going to have to pay into the police and fire. I'm going to recommend in a year or two that we drop our withholding from 2.25% to 2%.
Thank you very much, Ike Lawrence. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jack.